Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we talk about issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the state of hip-hop music in Zimbabwe, this at a time when the American Embassy, in partnership with Chibilika Dance Trust, is hosting a two-week summit on hip-hop named Next Level, aimed at pushing messages to do with conflict resolution and entrepreneurship. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's staying in the race for re-election against former President Donald Trump after Biden struggled in their first debate. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns look at what U.S. voters think about the president's continuing candidacy.
The Biden campaign is pushing back against calls for their candidate to step aside following his debate struggles. With $50 million in paid media for July and an aggressive campaign schedule this week. Biden told a Wisconsin rally Friday that he's staying in the race. Voter Sabrina Jordan says he's still a viable candidate.
He should be consistent. He should be, I won't say defiant, but somewhere between consistent and defiant, he needs to let people know, and he did today, that he ain't going nowhere. And unless something changes dramatically, he is the man.
Voter Jonathan Listag was not so sure.
The physiology that he displayed, he is not the same man. You can't turn back. We're not getting younger. You can't beat old age.
Seeing Biden back on the campaign trail after the debate does not ease the concerns of registered Democrat Ellis Johnston.
I don't feel confident in Joe Biden's ability to win this election, and that makes me very afraid.
For Trump supporters, Biden's sometimes halting debate performance reconfirmed their view that he's not fit for another term. California voter Lamont Pearson.
There's nothing that can come out of Joe Biden's mouth to make me think anything other than what he's already shown me, as well as Trump.
Biden's debate performance is not the whole picture, says Georgia voter Jeffrey Tannarelli.
I think Joe Biden is very passionate and very intelligent. I think he did not perform well because he did not meet the expectations. And his performance was what people expected of him.
That lack of energy leaves Washington, D.C. voter Hannah Sobolevich open to a new candidate.
It was kind of clear to me that maybe Biden's not as with it as he used to be. And I think I'd be supportive if someone... they put up another candidate rather than Biden.
If Democrats are to have a different nominee, they need to move quickly, says Michigan voter Alexis Zaidan.
There's a lot of conversations that need to happen within the next, you know, month around what could the Democratic Party do to bring all of its, you know, fractured vote, like its fractured base back to its core and hopefully build strong ahead of November, or we will be looking at a Trump presidency.
Biden's vice president and running mate Kamala Harris would be at the top of the list to replace him as the party's candidate. But that may not work, says California voter Stephanie Bowers.
Kamala would take over, which I would love. But I also think with the world being the way it is, all the prejudice going on, that Trump would probably beat Kamala more so than beating Biden.
Pushing ahead with Biden as the nominee, his campaign has First Lady Jill Biden meeting with military families in three states this week. And the president counter-programming next week's Republican Party convention with remarks in Texas and Nevada. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
President Joe Biden welcomes members of the newly enlarged NATO alliance this week for a summit aimed at planning for Ukraine's future defense. And some observers say Trump proofing it if Biden loses the November poll amid growing doubts over his future. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The big question the Transatlantic Alliance faces at this summit is, how much longer can Ukraine hold on? and for Americans, and a growing list of quietly worried allies, the same can be asked of the man who casts himself as Ukraine's biggest champion, President Joe Biden. On Monday, the 81-year-old Biden said he's staying in the presidential race amid a growing list of calls for him to step aside after his shaky debate performance last month. The White House on Monday refuted questions that NATO allies are concerned that these cracks at the leadership level could put the 75-year-old alliance on shaky ground as it meets in Washington this week.
We're not picking up any signs of that from our allies at all. Quite the contrary. The conversations that we're having with them in advance, they're excited about this summit. They're excited about the possibilities and the things that we're going to be doing together specifically to help Ukraine.
Analysts say that while NATO leaders are indeed worried, they are being careful to not be seen as meddling in U.S. politics.
I think there is a concern in NATO. The leaders of the NATO countries may not love Joe Biden, if we look back to the Trump administration, he said a number of things that were really anti-NATO. And I think with all honesty, that most NATO countries would prefer Biden, again, not necessarily because they're so pro-Biden, but because of the things that Trump has said and threatened to do about NATO. But they don't want to necessarily say a lot about this publicly because it looks like they're interfering in American elections, which is not something they're supposed to do.
And there are other cracks among leaders in the alliance. Hungary's far-right leader recently visited Russian President Vladimir Putin and cast himself as a bridge between the two adversaries. At this summit, 32-member group plans to take over Washington's role coordinating Ukraine's defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 2.5 years, there are fewer and fewer, and now remain hardly any who are able to speak with both warring parties. Hungary is one of very few.
One thing unlikely to happen during the summit, a breakthrough in the conflict. Putin says Ukraine is not ready to discuss terms, which he says includes the retreat of Ukrainian troops from the four regions Russia says it is annexed. Ukraine seeks a just peace that includes all of its territory. And Ukraine's leader will attend this week's summit to press his case for that and for NATO membership in the future. The alliance meets Tuesday in Washington. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
With that, let's take a short break. Lingai kachana siyaphenduka khathesi. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Here, Mr. Buthelezi Nyathi from the American Embassy talks about the next level hip-hop program. Back to our topic today, we are discussing the state of hip-hop in Zimbabwe at a time when the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe is sponsoring a hip-hop workshop with support from Jibiliga Dance Trust. The two-week workshop is an intensive arts residency that brings together American hip-hop artists and Zimbabwean musicians to promote cross-cultural creative exchange and conflict transformation. The workshops will be led by American artists educators focusing on skill building and finding ways aimed at creating income for young hip-hop musicians in Zimbabwe and using the music as a way of resolving conflicts in society. There are four U.S.-based hip-hop artists leading the workshops that are being attended by 85 young Zimbabwean artists drawn from all provinces. Here, Mr. Buthelezi Nyathi from the American Embassy talks about the Next Level Hip-Hop Program.
So the embassy partnered with the local partner Jibilika Dance Trust and brought the Next Level Exchange Program, which is curated from the USA by an organization called Meridian International. Yona Meridian International is funded by the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs, Department of State. So as the embassy here in Harare, our role is to make sure the program is successfully implemented, to make sure that young people in Zimbabwe from across Zimbabwe fully participate over the next 2 days, connect and collaborate with their American peers and discuss all things DJing, beatmaking, dancing and emceeing. At the heart of these conversations is to explore how young people can make music from hip-hop. You know, one of the sessions that I got the chance to listen in on spoke at length about the different ways you can monetize your craft. So entrepreneurship is one of the key elements over the next 10 days, as well as conflict resolution. You know, musicians historically have used hip-hop to spread messages of peace, love, community building, social cohesion. That is what we want to see happen also in Zimbabwe.
That was American Embassy in Zimbabwe representatives, Mr. Buthelezi Nyathi, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Jibilika Dance Trust Creative Director, Mr. Plot Marco, speaks on the partnership.
Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be seeing a lot of interaction, a lot of interchange between visiting American hip-hop artists and our local artists. But apart from that, it's also going to be an empowerment opportunity for the local artists as they're going to experience different technicalities to do with the hip-hop culture and also this very strong social aspect, positive social aspect of the hip-hop culture in, you know, community development. But at the same time also exploring the commercial side of hip-hop, how artists can sustain their lives through hip-hop music and the hip-hop culture.
That was Jibilika Dance Trust Creative Director, Mr. Plot Marco, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. And now back to discuss this topic, we are joined on the line by musicians and a DJ who was also at the U.S. Embassy attending this function on hip-hop in Zimbabwe. That's DJ Spice ZW Simbarashe Mataka. Welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
We also have on the line Tinashe Mtetwa, also known as Basotho. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, ungenele kuhlelo, Basotho. Yes, khangelele njalo ukuthi sithole abanye abaza ngena kuhlelo abahlabelayo kodwa okwakhathi si DJ Spice ZW, you attended the launch of this summit. What are your thoughts and what are the takeaways that you got from the summit?
Okay, I've been attending this summit since yesterday. And what I've learned from this is you can make money using hip-hop, using your talent as a DJ. So we've been given insights on how we can make money and also on how we can create niches where we can benefit through hip-hop. So it's been two days of collaboration, 2 days of exchanging ideas, 2 days of learning the hip-hop culture. So I think it's a great initiative, and I thank the United States Embassy, Jibilika Dance Trust, for putting this up.
Thank you there, DJ Spicer. Basotho, ungasikhangela ke umculo owe hip-hop. Uqhuba njani eZimbabwe lapha?
I think a year ago, I was my infant stage. Right now, I would liken it to an adolescent person. It's really, if you want to look at it, it's the most followed genre of when, excluding the powerhouses that are Japanese, the usual culprits. But in Wakanyela, like a bigger wave of the younger generation is hip hop. It's not just music. It's like, because the music is just an outlet as far as who highlight and the street culture, the language that is used, dress code. So it's a whole culture and corner. And the music has always been the soundtrack of a movement. So I think I take it because we're seeing images of a whole new generation where Avantola 18 years ago, he was a little bit of a kid. And we want to have a hip hop and then so we got a new generation embracing hip hop culture. So that if you can actually look at influence, I'm asking the influence. Yes, people in authority, my companies who are fans of hip hop, so they have really been watching the band from the hip hop ring and the corner. But I think it's cool in the city.
Siyabonga ngiyaxolisa ukuthi laphana nguphe ibizo lingaso lakho lwana ngu-Meet Lumias uthinashe mthethwa obekhuluma DJ ya Chitarisa Msambo uyo we hip hop kana Chitarisa vakawanda vanoti ivo unokurudzira mirizhonga pamwe chete nekutorwa kwezvinodhaka munoona sei mashoko aya
mashoko aya ndinoti mashoko enhema nekuti mukatarisa vanhu vari kuimba mizikini tikatarisa top 5 hip hop muno muZimbabwe tikatarisa Holy Chain tikatarisa Vault JT, tikatarisa Saint Flow, tikatarisa Paga. Mawaimbi awa vari kutomirira kuti majani atopere vakutofamba nemakampeni ekuti ngatimise zvezvinodhaka izvi. So maonero aya ndinomaramba hangu inini, ndinoona semanyepo.
Tinotenda laphana Lumias sizwe ekhuluma ngokuthi hayi uyalo ukuthi kuyenza ukuthi umculo lo ngabe ukhuthaza ukuthi abantu bethathe izidakamizwa, kodwa kulomunye lapha obekhuluma kuFacebook lapha umdawini isibande ukuthi hayi baqinisile msakazi labo abathi umculo we-hip hop ukhuthaza udlakela lezidakamizwa, njalo iningi labacula wona bacwilile kizo. Kwelami uhlangothi ngumculo engingawuzwayo nje ukuthi uqondeni awula mlayelo ojiyileyo. Wabona njani amazwi lawa Lumias? Ubona sengathi abantu bayawamukela na umculo lowo ikakhulu asebekhulile?
Mina bengifuna ukusebenzisa umzekeliso wokuthi kuyafanana nabantu abathi bona abafuni ukuchada ngoba emchadweni abantu bahlezi. Sokuzaba nabanye abachadileyo abathi hayi umchado muhle kakhulu, uNkulunkulu yasinceda emchadweni. Khona vele kunjalo yonke into emhlabeni, akula nto ehlala iclean waya. Kukhona okunye ukuthi kulama-bad apples ngabe kufake esilungini. So hip hop la injalo, but ngakutshela ukuthi akhona ama-album okuthi ngakhayela lakhe kaKendrick ukuthi kuphinde Butterfly ukuthi i-civil rights movement iyasetshenziswa. Ama-album asezistada esikolo for literature. Kunama-album mina njengomuntu okholo ama-album ade ngifundisa ukubala iBhayibheli abantu be-explaina ngawo. So sokuvuka ukuthi wena ufocusa kuwaphi. The same way kulabakhokheli belizwe ababekhuluma kwabo, kulabanye abayenza into ezishapa le hip hop la enjalo. So nxa ukuthi umuntu yena akwaziyo kuphela yilaba ama-examples asithi ngama-bad apples ona lawa, asoze abekwazi ukuthi hayi bakhona ama-romodel kwi-hip hop abakhulumayo ukuthi abantu beziceda isikolo. Ngarethi kulama-professors ezikolo napha bavela kwi-hip hop.
I'm a degree, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, 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 I'm a teacher tempo is not always a true reflection of Amamasi. So there's both examples, Ramaphosa extreme, but let's not overlook the good that hip hop has done for people like me. But hip hop is in the pizza. Everything is confidence, you need a vocabulary. Let me say, when you're 7 days, you're doing my music. You're scrolling, you're doing my music. So, I think I'm taking an example here in DC and the moment you want to say that you're doing injustice.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu uchaze sibili wazwakala he is speaking there achitaura nezvekuti aiwa manyepo zveshuwa kuti kuimba nziyo dzehip hop kunokonzera kuti vanhu vatore zvinodhaka uyezve kuchikurudzirawo mirishonga achiti hapana zvinhu zvakadaro achitsanangura zvekare kuti mari dzaari kutobhadhara kuti aende kuchikoro imari dziri kubva pamusambo uyu DJ Spice ZW mushure mesummit iyi makatarisira kuti munge madzidza zvinhu zvakaita sei uyezve summit iyi muri kuona ichiunza shanduko here kana tichitarisa nziyo idzi
pachapera summit apa ndikutarisira kunge ndave nemalisi matsva ndakukonektawo nevanhu vatsva ndakuti ndomitings matsva and pamazuva ataita aya maviri ndaemalisi matsva acho saka pandicharamba ndichingoenda ndicharamba ndichingowana chi ukama hutsva and panguva iyi ndadhidza zvakawanda kuti zvandaiziva hazviri zvinhu zvese zvainenge fanira ndichiziva so ndanga ndichiudzwawo zvandinge tifanira kutigadzirisa pabasa rangu rechidj vandaudzwawo zvandirigona pabasa rangu rechidj vandazosheyawo experience yangu kuita hip hop muno muzimbabwe saka ndikutarisira kuti ndicharamba ndichidzidza zvinhu zvitsva ndicharamba ndichidzidza technology inova itsva ndicharamba ndichidzidza maitirwo ezvinhu matsva so ndo zvandakangotarisirawo pamazuva anotevera isaya nekuzoperforma palast day yacho seven arts theatre isho yemhuri tichange tichinvite mabrothers ana amai vedu vaono zvatinge tichiita
tinotenda DJ Spicer tine rombo rakanaka zvekare pane vamwewo vanoimba hip hop McDonald Chikwepi anozikanwa zvekare nekuti Maki wacho apindawo parunhare tinogamuchirai kuchirongwa mungoma musambo iwe hip hop wamunoimba muri kuona uchishanda sei muzimbabwe vanhu vari kugamuchira here zvikuru sei vanhu vakuru
vanhu vari kuita vachigamuchirawo vozvava nemisidziyo vava kubata batawo mayepi kutati vakaitawo zvemadhiragi saka vari kuitawo vachitodi vachitogamuchirawo zvakanyanya muzimbabwe
tinotenda imiwo nziyo dzamunoimba munonyanyotarisa nyaya dzakaita sei
inowanzotarisa nyaya dzezviri kuitika munharaunda medu nyaya dzemadhiragi dzekuti madhiragi anonyawandisa muno anyita hana zvekuita saka mostly vanoenda kumadhiragi vakabva kumadhiragi ipa pane nyaya dzemachild marriages nedzimwe futi dzatinowanzoimba nezvazvo
aiwa tinotenda mukoma luminasi Njengoba umculo lo usiya uthuthuka la weZimbabwe njalo ubuchasisa laphana ukuthi liyathola nje okuncane laphana ukuthi lenelise ukuthi lani liziphilise kuyiwa phambili ikwini okungenziwa kwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukise kakhulu umculo lo eZimbabwe.
Yeah, I think konoko ama opportunities amathuba afana nawo nalawa eNetflix yanodisa ukuthi ifake abantu ku-global map ukuthi kuyazakala ukuthi ayifunezibani because noma kusiza zizwa umuntu ovela kwele Melika ebuyezesebenza lo muntu eseZimbabwe nxa into leyifisa nje online for example ngenzwa ingoma ifake ku-Spotify nxa izatholakala kuma-algorithm itholakala indani ezijiyene emhlabeni e-America nase-Africa isuka kube ngcono ngokunye kuvulamiso ukuthi kuphangele. So ama-collaborations ayafunakala kakhulu but njalo kulama-grassroots problems okuthi khona elizweni zodwa futhi south of Spain because i-music or entertainment or isikolo konke okunye lokhu kusuka kube lula nxa abantu bele surplus income or disposable income. So kusuka kukhuluma ama-economic sectors ukuthi the more abantu besuka ngcono esikhwameni kusuka kube lula ukuthi basupport ngoba kunzima ukuthi uma kuthelwana zami kusupport ingoma yami yena ngapha kunomathenga amagidi nayimali zingabhalani. So kusuka kube lawa ama-sectors okuningi but I think ama-collaborations are good start ekwenza ukuthi singazilimithi to i-local scene that if you export ama-products ethu njengokuthi siyakwanisa uku-export i-product la imiculo siyi-export esibi lapho kungasinceda kakhulu ukuthi kubisa imali yelizweni njalo kunika abafana amathuba okuthi bahambe bephefoma phandle kwelizwe.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Luminous laphana DJ Spice thaba kupendera chirongwa ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa kuitira kuti kusimudzirwe hip hop muZimbabwe.
Ndinofanira kuti mashows mahombe ari kuitwa muZimbabwe yakaitwa yanga ina Wiki Dina Japresa mbichocc pane waimbi hip hop panga pasina kana muimbi wehip hop paingova nedhanco neafro fusion so tida kuto maspaces wavo tivanewo vanhu vehip hop and also maunderground artist vaimbi vasati vakuzikanwa vakwaniso kuopena kufurira mashows mahombe pawaridzwowo paredhiyo nguva nenguva nekuwanawo ma-interviews paredhiyo ya nekuti kumaclubs uko hip hop iri kudiwa ende tiri kuiridza so tida kuti tikwanise kunge tichisviko kumacorporates nemacompanies vakwanisa kunge vachivatora vachiita mamiririri vemacompanies nekuwano vatiro kubva kuhurumende nemagrants anoti tikwanise kunge tichikwanisa kuita music nequality tikwanise kunge tichiita mavideos ane quality anokwanisa kubuda mune muZimbabwe tichindo une regional and international stages iye zvamingati maybe zvinoda kunge zvichigadziriswa.
Tinotenda tinotenda paya maki wacho unogona kuti mbichana oti sirawo mashoko kuvatereri muzuva ranhasi tichipendera chirongwa.
Yangu tinda vatereri vanga vakateerera vanhasi kuti ngavarambe vachiteerera zvinhu ipopi vachinzvisa navo ikoko vachipusha vachitati tangoramba chivapa music inotapira inokwidzisawo zvinhu ipopi enda mberi.
Tinotenda. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yati manyei, and that brings us to the end of our show. Let me take this opportunity to thank our guests, our callers, and our viewers at home. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kangcobe.